Denk an den 31. Juli.
Wieso?
Last Call für deine Steuer.
Oh no, ich weiß gar nicht, wo ich anfangen soll.
Weil wieso Steuer? Das ist wie Steuererklärung, nur ohne Stress.
Ist das einfach?
Klar, macht fast alles automatisch.
Dauert das lange?
Nö, einfach per App.
Na dann.
Hol dir jetzt dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, West Coast correspondent Al Jackson. He's coming up in just a minute.
Getting married to my pickup truck. It never leaves me when I'm down on my luck. He doesn't shop at fancy stores or have a lawyer or want a divorce, no. He doesn't care if I stay out late. He doesn't bitch about the money I make. We'll be together till the end. It won't sleep with my best friend. I'm gonna get down on one knee and ask my truck if it'll marry me. I'll never drive another car. We'll honeymoon at the I'm gonna have the time of my life. The exhaust pipe's tighter than my ex-wife. You think I'm crazy, but listen to this. I can bring home a hooker and it won't get pissed on. The wedding ring won't cost me a buck when I get married to my pickup truck.
It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Ace, there's Willie, here's Tom.
Hey, hi, everybody. I mentioned we were going to be joined by our good friend, a very fine comedian, and one of the hosts of DBL, the Daily Blast Live. It's Al Jackson. Al, I've been getting to watch you a lot lately.
Yeah?
Yeah, because I lost my driving privileges when I got this surgery, but I just got them back. But I've been at home a lot watching your show, Daily Blast Live. You do a great job. And I should point out right now to those that can't see you, we're looking at you on the video hookup. You have kind of an Urkel-like look today. That's like a fish skin shirt with some weird dated
it's a
glasses.
Whole, it's a whole outfit, Tom.
Oh, it's a tracksuit?
Oh,
yeah. Tommy, you need that.
You need one of those. You need several of those to rotate.
Yeah. What is it? Is it shiny? What is that made of? Is it a vinyl?
It's not vinyl. It's velour. My goal today was to look like a guy that sells drugs in the Middle East in expensive nightclubs.
Okay.
And I think I'm pulling it off.
Dude, yes.
Totally
that
pulling
is exactly,
it off.
That is what it looks like.
Do you have a gold watch on?
Are the glasses
no,
real?
But
are the glasses
handle
real?
That.
Are the glasses?
The glasses. I just needed my step. They're just like a little bit of a little help. I think my LASIK finally wore up. I got 15 years out of my LASIK because I got LASIK when it was new. Mm-hmm. Like when people got on Facebook in like 2005. Like when it was new, when it was still called the Facebook. That's when I got LASIK. So I got a good run out of it.
Good.
Time for an adjustment. The glasses are. They look like you're going to be doing some. Some kind of a handiwork with a drill, and they look more like eye protection.
Oh, like safety goggles?
Yeah.
My goal was to look like a diversity hire at IBM in 1986. And I think I'm pulling it off.
That's too funny to laugh at.
That is just so dead on. Al, how are things going?
Man, the show is going well. I just like want to know, are all the adults in that room going to sit there and act like Chicky didn't make that comment about the car X-Men right before we came back?
Well,
that was the funniest thing. I don't know.
It made your day? Oh, I'm glad.
I love you so much as a, you make me laugh so much. You guys kill me. Well, you know, feeling the love from this black man over here. But yeah, man, life is good. You know, just rolling along with the show. And Tom, I have some questions for you.
Yes, sir.
Because, you know, I missed you over the summer, and we got to get you back in the groove. You're going to be going out.
I'm driving it up again. As of today, I'm allowed to drive now, Al.
All right. You sound like an alcoholic.
You've been warned.
He really does. You
know, yeah. Yeah. All right. Now, Tom, you were kind of on the shelf a little bit this summer, and you might not know that there's a big hit amongst the regular folks, the ham and eggers. My people.
Okay.
Tom, what is Topo Chico?
Oh.
Topo Chico. I of course, am familiar with Topo Gigio.
Of course.
The famous.
I was back in the 60s, Al.
The famous puppet from the Ed Sullivan show.
The famous puppet from the Ed. Do you know how insane you sound?
He would go.
Hi, Eddie.
About half.
Man, Topo Gigio was on when somebody would cancel.
That was funny.
Well, yeah.
Constantly waiting in the wings.
Okay. Pop it out.
So, Topo Chico, is this a song or is it some kind of a movement or is it?
It is something.
Don't give him anything.
No hints. No,
do you know this chick?
Yeah. I have some in my refrigerator right now.
Yeah. That's a good hint.
If chick's going to say refrigerator, I'll just say one more. Dad, is it a product? And Dad, you have absolutely had not only one of these. I have seen you, it's probably six, maybe even seven of these. I've seen you drink them with me.
Drink them. Wow. There you go.
Not to give it too far away, but you've absolutely had a Topo Chico.
Oh, okay. So is it some kind of a fruit drink? Yeah. Or like a soda water?
Soda water. There you go.
It's a brand?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a brand, and you know what? It's so weird because my co-host Erica on DBL, she put me on the Topo Chico. She has like a great house with her husband, and she put me on the Topo Chico, and I was like, I love it's mineral water. But it's in the bottle, like those old school Coca-Colas.
Yeah.
So it's it tastes different, and now it got really popular. It's almost like it's almost like spin class got popular like 4 years ago, and now you can't get into one. That's how Topo Chico is. Now they're like hard to find. They're sold out in Target. I went this morning at 5 a.m. and they were sold out on Target. So like it got popular, but you got pull, Tom. Get you some Topo Chico.
It's out of Mexico, Tom. It's like a Mexican Coke. It's like Mexican.
She's trying to show you a picture.
I'm trying to show you a picture of it. Have you seen the bottle?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Because I'm more, to maintain your analogy, with respect to the time frame of the beverages I drink, I'm more jazzercise than spin class.
Why did bring it back.
Bring it back indeed.
Topo Chico.
I guess I've had those. I didn't buy them, but because I'm no longer drinking coffee, Al, except for very rarely.
Okay, has nothing.
Okay, so you're all sparkling water now. Yeah, party time.
Herbal tea, sparkling water.
Nobody asked.
Pumpkin spice red
Topo
tea.
Topo Chico water.
Al, is this something? I know a lot of folks when they cut drinking out, when they stop drinking booze, they'll get a lot of soda waters, and Topo Chico is one that I've heard people enjoy because it's got sort of a kick to it.
I never thought about that, but once I stopped drinking, my sparkling water intake went up 1,000%.
I bet.
I don't know what it be. And you know what I think it was for me? I think when I first stopped drinking, because my drink was, I like vodka sodas. That was my girl I took to the prom was vodka sodas.
Tell it, and brother. So, tell it.
Yes. So, like, you know, just the lime sparkling water kind of gave me the placebo effect, the drinking one.
Yep.
But so, like, I could kind of have that in my hand and it'd make me imagine that I'm having fun at the party.
A lot of folks do that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
So, Tom, we are talking about sparkling waters.
Okay.
So let's talk about hard seltzers. Can you name one? Any brand?
Wait a second.
Seltzer.
What's the really famous one? Don't tell me. White Claw?
Tom, I am shocked. I am impressed. I did not think you were going to get that, but I'll just...
The only reason I know it is that Pat has a really good song about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it's been making the news for a while.
Yeah, it was like one of the first. Now everybody has one.
Yeah, all the other brands have.
Oh, okay. There's so many.
Now, Al, we had a really great story this morning about a good friend of the show, Peyton Manning, has his own new bourbon out there, which he's just released. And I forget his, I think his partner is Andy Roddick, the tennis player, I think. Peyton's got a bourbon, and it's called Sweetens Cove Tennessee Bourbon. If you were ever going to have a product in the liquor realm, what would it be? You ever thought about that?
Oh, I just, now, I was a clear spirits kind of guy for the most part. I love my vodka. Shout out to Chickie's Vodka.
That's right.
But, you know, I think I would have to have a cognac just so I could have a ridiculous label on it. I feel like a cognac I could put on one of my three-piece suits that I like, have my pocket watch that I always love to have, and just like, we got to think of a name.
Yeah, with the cigar sitting there with your cognac. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I can see that.
You know, Jackson is a good start. I mean, you can go a lot of different directions with the name Jackson.
Oh, Jackson's. Jackson's Sweet Faces, Sweet Dreams.
Oh.
There you go. That's good already. Now, we heard yesterday about a shortage of liquor in Pennsylvania,
mm-hmm.
and they're limiting it. You can only get two bottles of, what is it?
Two bottles a day, and I think some of the...
Patron, Hennessy,
and Dom Perignon. That were just...
If you're going through two bottles of Dom P, and two bottles of Hennessy, and two bottles of Patron a day...
It's a party.
Oh, or an ambulance.
Mm-hmm.
I did want to ask the group, because we're all kind of a similar ilk, similar age. Is it just ageist of me that I am anti hard seltzers? I think they're the most embarrassing drink of all time. I don't want to drink any alcohol that advertises its antioxidant count. I want to go to work. Right. When I sit down with some Jack, I want to be a man, sit at the bar like a grown-up, and not burp my way through a date.
Yeah, they're not for me.
Willie?
But I wouldn't judge somebody for having them. I
like them at the pregame. I don't drink them all day long, but I'll drink, you know, four or five of those things and then get it started.
Okay.
You know how they're good is you get one of those hard seltzers and put some vodka in there.
Spike that up. Irish it up.
Kick it up. Yeah.
Okay, Al Jackson is our guest. You'll see him on DBL, Daily Blast Live, on a TV near you or online. You got any words for me today, Al?
Tom, I do. And that word for you today is yeet. Now, we've done skirt, but not yeet.
Wow.
Yeet. Mm.
Yeet.
This is Tom, remind everybody what skirt means.
He doesn't remember.
I'm having memory problems. What was it again?
skirt. Is that anything like yeet? Is anything like skeet? Skeet?
No, I wish it was, though.
It's when you're hungry and you want to know if your friend is hungry, too. You go, yeet yet? Yeah.
It was right there in front of us.
Yeah, that is what it is.
Right.
You know what? That seems like one of those words that Josh said... what's his name? Jeff Foxworthy would have had years ago in his act. Like, yeah, you know how country people do it. They don't say, did you eat? They say, yeet yet? And I remember he had the cards and everything.
Yeah.
I'm a stand-up comedy junkie, so I remember watching them on A&E's Evening at the Improv.
Would you, did you? Remember that one? You didn't bring your truck, would you, did you?
Those are good Jeff Foxworthy.
What did skirt mean? Well, I don't remember either.
I don't remember skirt. What was it again?
That's just to leave quickly.
Oh, get out of here. Skirt.
Like scoot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is similar to that then?
No.
Okay. Yeet.
Willie G, use it for your fine father there in a sentence, please.
See, this one's kind of tricky. I don't even know if I know this one, but the way that I would say it is like, my buddy was trying to pass me a joint and he dropped it on the carpet, so I yeeted it out the window. Does that work?
That's perfect.
That's okay.
Wow.
Okay. I yeeted it out the window.
Yeah, I just got rid of it. I yeeted it right out of there.
So is this some criminal thing?
Are there no 3-second rule for littering?
No, see, that example wasn't perfect there, Josh.
It was a great one.
Yeah, I went a little slow there. But yeah, you could, one would yeet something. Is
get rid of.
Yes.
Can you yeet a person?
Yeah.
You could. I don't think. Is that
like ditching them?
Right.
It's more like anything that you do with kind of like vigor, You know, anything you do like a quick motion. So it's like, you know, the teacher was coming. So I, you know, I was cheating off my phone on the test. So I just yeeted it right in my book bag.
I gotcha. Yeah, yeah. Like Josh kept sending Elvira memes to the group chat with me and Chick. So I yeeted them out of the group chat real quick.
That's right. Yeah. Wait, can you get people out of the group chat? And how do you get off your family group chat? I love them, but I can't. I can't anymore. It's just like 9 family members. Happy birthday to your cousin you've never met. And it's like, God, I can't right now. Like, how do you get out? Because I heard you can't get out of one person's got like a Samsung.
Right. You can't.
No.
Yeah. Do you have a cousin you've never met, Al?
I've got cousins that I probably wouldn't know on sight, you know, because, man, being a comic, it's a great gig, but like you miss out on like, you know, family vacays and stuff. So you don't see people as much as you want to. Right. So, yeah, I got a couple cousins I probably like. Know by name, but not sight, if that makes sense.
I have several cousins I've never met.
Or it's a good excuse to get out of stuff, too. Mm-hmm. You know, I got a gig that night. I'm sorry. I can't come to your
birthday party.
Your genetic reveal or whatever the hell they're doing now.
Gender reveal. Genetic reveal would be interesting. Right. We've got your DNA.
Gender. It's sex reveal because I was schooled on this.
Oh, really?
It's. The gender is up for the person to decide.
Oh, my gosh.
The sex reveal is just the genitalia.
Gotcha. Mm. That makes sense. This day and age, it does.
That's really complicating it. Okay. Well, Al, we got time for one more. What have you got for me?
I got one question for you, Tom. If I told you me and Chick and your son and Josh and Christy were playing Edward 40 Hands.
This is one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
Edward 40
Hands. Yes.
Instead of Edward Scissorhands.
That's right.
Got that so far.
This would be a good game. I'd like to see you try to do Edward 40 Hands. That would
does it involve
good.
Touching people?
No.
No.
Literally does not.
No. Right.
As a matter of fact, during the process, you probably can't touch anybody.
Right. Do you know what a 40 is?
Oh, this is a liquor reference.
Yes.
A 40 is a large can of malt liquor.
40s are the thing you used to find behind Charlie's bed. That's what a 40 is.
40-ounce beer, essentially. 40-ounce malt liquor.
Okay, so Edward 40 Hands. Mm-hmm.
It's one of my favorite things that's ever happened at parties.
Really?
Yes.
You doing it or watching someone?
I've never had done it. Okay. I've always wanted to, but I never have.
Yeah, you have to be a different kind of guy or
does
gal.
It involve chugging a 40?
It I does. Mean, but how?
So what was wrong with Edward Scissorhands?
He couldn't hold anything.
Well,
he had
scissors true. For hands.
Yeah, yes. So if you're for Edward 40 hands.
What do you have for hands?
Several 40s.
You have a couple of 40s. A
couple of them.
You have one in each hand.
You have to drink them at the same time?
No, you just tape it on there. You have to drink one, then drink the other.
So they're duct taped to your hands.
Oh, I see.
So going like things like going to the bathroom, and you can't remove them until they're empty.
Right.
Oh. So things like going to the bathroom are difficult.
So you have to drink basically 80 ounces of beer in 20 minutes.
Oh, my gosh. Don't encourage
it's hilarious.
That.
Can somebody please show Tom a picture really quickly? I mean, it's...
Okay. Oh, no, I get that's great. I get it. What a great guy.
When we saw Edward 40 Hands going into a pool, we went, oh, well, he has to go to the bathroom. Oh, it's a good thing to do it like a lake or a pool party because the person can pee and they're...
And Josh just explained why I don't go to water parks. All right? I'm a good dad. I never take it. I don't want to go to a public bath. You ever see anybody going to the bathroom in there? I never do. The bathroom's always super clean and clear. How'd that happen?
Yeah, so did that happen? There are 10,000 people.
No one
there.
In the bathroom.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.